This is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber from Compass Retirement Advisors. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Mike Graber provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Hello, and welcome to Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. Last week, we discussed the importance of understanding 401k vesting schedules. And in just a few minutes, we'll be sharing some ideas on how you can maximize the value of your 401k accounts. Before we do that, I want to remind everyone that we have an interview with U.S. Congressman Larry Bouchon coming up soon. We've had that scheduled a couple times, and because of some of the meetings in Congress, we've had to reschedule. But Dr. Bouchon is Indiana's 8th District Congressional District leader, serves in the House of Representatives, and we ask him to come on and talk about the debt ceiling negotiations, the debt crisis, unfunded liabilities. And I believe you'll enjoy and find the discussion valuable. So I hope you'll continue to tune in to Retirement Talk with Mike Graber and catch that interview. We expect to bring it to you sometime in early June. If you missed our recent introduction to ESG investing and then our ESG investing follow-up show, please go to our website, CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com. Hold on a second, Mitch, sorry. Been having some trouble with that lately. I talk for a while and it just gets to be a real itch.
Mm.
All right, I'll start that line over again.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed our introduction to ESG investing and then our follow-up show, please go to our website, CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com. Click on the radio tab to find those shows. You know, there's a lot going on in our world, financially, politically, and socially that can impact your retirement dollars. And understanding the ESG movement, I believe that's an important part if you're trying to understand and monitor your retirement plan dollars and how they're being used in a variety of ways, how the companies are trying to impact environmental, social, and government issues within their corporate daily activities. You want to understand that. So please go to our website or go to our podcast that you can find by subscribing to Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. Later this summer, we plan to expand on the ESG conversation by asking just a very simple question, and that is, do you know how your money is invested? Do you know what the companies that you own within your mutual fund or 401k allocations are doing? Do those corporate efforts match your personal beliefs, your personal ethics, and your morals? Well, how do you find that out, and what are you to do if you find that you're supporting or profiting from corporate activities that you find maybe you disagree with that are objectionable to you in some way? Well, we're working on putting that program together now, and again, we hope to bring that one to you this summer. Finally, we're going to cover one of our dinner seminar workshop topics in an upcoming show, and we hope you'll tune in for that. The title will be Establishing a Perimeter. I believe establishing a perimeter is one of the very first steps in creating a sound retirement plan. You know, if you think about the Marines or the military, whenever they are dropped into a theater of operations, you know, the first thing that they do is establish a secure perimeter. And we should take the same approach with our investment portfolios. We need to survey the landscape, look at threats that might be trying to erode our retirement savings, and make sure that we put a good perimeter in place to protect us. and our retirement dollars. Now I want to bring in co-host extraordinaire Tony Shore. We've a busy and important spring and summer lined up for our listeners, but today we want to finish up our discussions on 401k plans, how you might tune those up. So, Tony, it's great to have you join us again here today on the show.
Yeah, and I think maybe summer is finally here. I don't know. I'm hoping so, and I'm trying to get outside more, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show today. This sounds like a really great topic, and I know we started talking about this last week, but so many people have 401ks and really don't understand the inner workings or what to do with them, how they work, and I just think this is great. And last week, you talked about how vesting schedules might impact your 401k decisions, and I know today you want to share ideas for maxing out your 401k plan values and really taking advantage of them. So where do you want to begin today?
Well, let's refer to an article from U.S. News and World Report. The title of the article is How to Max Out Your 401k, and this article was written in last year in 2022. We've taken that article and updated it to include some of the 2023 contribution schedules, so let's start there. This year in 2023, the elective deferral, the amount that you can contribute, is $22,500 towards your 401k plan. And by the way, that same number, $22,500, also applies if you're making contributions to a 403b plan, a 457, and also a Roth 401k plan. So there's also an additional amount of money that you can contribute if you are age 50 or older. The additional amount for 2023 is $7,500. That's on top of the $22,500. The $7,500 is referred to as a catch-up contribution. As we know, 401k contributions that you make do lower your taxable income in the current year. So if you, for example, are in a 22% marginal tax bracket and you contribute $20,000, that may reduce your tax bill by about $4,400 this year. But we want to always remember to look at things from the big picture perspective. You know, the trade-off for a current year tax deduction, you know, the bill for that's going to come due when you take the money out of your retirement plan down the road. And today, as we sit here, no one knows how much tax the IRS will want on that initial $20,000 contribution, plus the tax on the growth. And to me, and we've said this before, that's awful lot like giving the IRS a blank check.
Yeah.
We don't really trust them to fill in the amount on the other end. So we have to, you know, make contributions to tax-deferred plans with that in mind. You know, tax rates right now are at historic lows. So keep the big picture in mind when you're deciding how much of your compensation to defer. And if you believe, like I do, that because of the enormous debt and continued wasteful spending and free government money programs that are out there, if you're concerned about the unfunded liabilities that are going to have to be paid at some time, then tax rates must be much higher down the road, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. So you want to make sure that within your planning for retirement, you have some inclusions that can help you minimize the tax impact on the tax-deferred dollars that you're contributing today to 401k, 403b, 457, and regular IRA accounts. It's really an important issue. We want you to keep in mind the big picture.
Yeah, that's important. Obviously, you have to keep in mind the big picture. And I know you feel, Mike, it's important to contribute, but when determining how much, it can be a little tricky because of all the unknown future tax rates, is what you're saying.
That's right, Tony. And I want our listeners to remember a phrase that they hear us use here often on the show. And this is the phrase, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. You know, saving funds for retirement is more than just setting money aside in an account. And to do it right requires an overall strategy and knowing the various types of accounts to use. It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, what types of accounts to use? We base that on each individual household, their characteristics, their goals, their timelines, and what may be good for your coworker or be good for your family member or good for your neighbor may not be the best combination of accounts to use for you. So I hope you'll give us a call here and let us review what you're currently doing and make sure that you're taking the best advantages of all the different types of long-term retirement savings accounts that are there.
Yeah, and I think that's really important for sure. A great reminder. And taking advantage of catch-up contributions can help you increase your retirement balances, obviously, and that's critical, especially in the final years leading up to retirement. And those work just like base contributions, right? In that they reduce current year taxes and grow tax deferred.
That's right. Those work just like the base contribution that you're making. And once you reach 50, you can make an additional contribution called catch-up contributions. And those amounts can change from year to year. So again, you want to stay on top of that. Well, let's share some ideas now that might help you max out the value of your 401k. And you want to make sure that you're taking full advantage of the opportunities available to you with the 401k. And so the first step in that would be to reset any automatic contributions. You know, that way you'll be able to maximize the value of these accounts. And as many of you know, 401k contributions are automatically taken out of the paycheck and funnel directly into the retirement account. So anytime the government changes the amount that we can contribute, anytime they change the catch-up contribution amount, maybe whenever you get a raise, those are all times to consider adjusting the amount that's being auto-deducted from your paycheck. And another good time to do that is if your employer makes a change to the amount that they're matching. I think that's important. You know, I think having at least a once a year review of what you're contributing to the 401k plan is vitally important.
Yeah, that is huge. So great reminder and taking advantage again of different things. This is good. I think this is great. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the importance of 401k matches in the past on past shows. You know, and I'm guessing that plays a role here as well. Taking advantage of the match is huge because that's free money, right?
Oh, it certainly is, Tony. It's free money. It's smart money. You want to make sure that you get the 401k match. You know, and that may sound simple, but it's a very powerful step. You know, even if you aren't able to fully max out the 401k at the current 22,005 level, make it a goal to at least save enough to trigger your employer's full matching contribution. And here's an example. And this varies from employer to employer. But if your employer is matching 50 cents of every dollar that you save in your 401k up to, let's say, 6% of your pay, you know, just the match is a 50% return on your investment, now subject to the vesting schedule. Okay, refer back to last week's show. And if you're fortunate enough to have an employer who matches your contribution dollar for dollar up to a level, well, then you've just doubled your money. You know, just the match is 100% return. And you certainly don't need me to do the math there. You know, that's an opportunity that doesn't exist in very many places. You know, where can you double your money as simply as just having the employer match a contribution? So please try at least get to the level where you contribute enough to get the full amount your employer is willing to contribute into your retirement plan.
Our listeners shouldn't go it alone. Pick up the phone, give you a call because, Mike, I know this is something you help your clients with, is really making sure they're maximizing all of their accounts and especially their retirement accounts like 401ks. And, you know, anything that could potentially double my money is going to get my attention. And so I'm not going to ignore a match, and I'm going to run it by my financial advisor to see what I should be doing, right?
That's right. We may need to, you know, restructure something in another area of the financial picture that lets you increase your 401k up to the number that gets you the full employer match. The article also reminds us that a Roth 401k can also be a helpful tool in maxing out our retirement savings. You know, again, traditional 401ks allow us to delay paying income tax on the retirement savings contribution that we're making. But more and more employers are also offering an after-tax Roth 401k option. So a Roth 401k doesn't give you the immediate current year upfront tax break. But once the funds are in the Roth 401k, you won't have to pay any income tax on that contribution or on the investment gains. You know, even when you take those funds out under current tax law, those are going to be generally tax-free. So really critical. How to determine if you're going to put your contribution into the traditional 401k and take the upfront tax deduction, or should you maybe put it into the after-tax Roth 401k? And that's one of the things that if you're taking a big picture approach to your long-term savings and planning and retirement program, that we can help you sort through that decision-making process. So again, if you have both the traditional 401k and a Roth 401k option available, make sure you understand the big picture and plan where you're going to make those contributions accordingly. Now, the article goes on to suggest another area that can impact the effectiveness of your 401k, be it Roth or traditional, and that's to select low-cost funds. You know, we have to be conscious of fees and expenses within our 401ks. You know, each fund that you have an opportunity to put your dollars into may charge various and numerous fees. You know, no matter how the investment performs, there are fees that are taking out of those returns, and we have to take that into consideration. Your plan sponsor, they send you a 401k fee disclosure statement, and within that it spells out how much each fund within your plan charges. You know, what does it cost you to own or to participate in that particular allocation? So again, it requires a little homework by all of us, but you want to know if your 401k plan might offer a less expensive fund that would still meet your goals, your needs, your time horizon, and your risk tolerance. So, you know, ultimately, utilizing low cost funds may help your retirement savings grow at a faster rate.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what we all want, right? I mean, obviously, this is important, and I think it's great. Obviously, the match, things like that. And, you know, you need to look at inside the 401k what's happening, and that's where you come in, Mike. A lot of people think, oh, I don't pay fees for my 401k. That's through my employer. I put my money in, and that money's in there, and I'm not paying any additional fees. But that's just not true. There are fees, and there are things that they should know about what's happening within the 401k, and I think that is important. Where do you want to go next?
Well, let's stick with this U.S. News and World Report article. Again, the title is, you know, how to max out your 401k. I think it has some more information that it will be beneficial to our listeners. The next recommendation is to do everything you can to avoid penalties. First, you want to make sure that you're paying close attention to your age when you start taking withdrawals from your 401k plan. And as many of you know, there are penalties associated if you take money out of a qualified plan. either too soon or too late. You know, in many cases, you'll be slapped with a 10% early withdrawal penalty if you take money out of a 401k distribution before you're 55. Some plans, you know, may not allow you to make a withdrawal except for very specific reasons. And then on the back end, same as there is with a regular IRA, if you do not meet the required minimum distribution at retirement age, you know, currently it looks like for a lot of people that might be stretched out to 72 or 73 now under the Secure Act 2.0. But just, you know, not taking out the amount prescribed under the Internal Revenue Code and being faced with a potential 50% penalty that could be entirely avoided, that is, again, just being smart and knowing how plans work and what the requirements are. So make it a goal to avoid tax penalties when you're taking your distributions.
Yeah, there you go. Required minimum distributions can be tricky. You've talked about that before as well, Mike. And if you're not prepared for them, it may leave you facing some very real consequences. You need to, once again, work with a financial services professional like yourself to avoid mistakes. So what's next?
Well, in this report that we're reviewing, the next thing they recommend is, you know, consider increasing your withholding. If you aren't in a position to fully fund your 401k, you know, make it a goal to try and bump up your savings rate as soon as you can. As your career grows, as you receive raises or if there are bonuses, you want to consider you know, setting aside part of that increased pay and dedicate that to a contribution to your 401k plan. Some plans might come with an automatic escalation tool that automatically increases the savings rate over time without you doing anything. But if your plan doesn't allow that, you know, consider regularly, increasing it, you know, a small bump. You know, if you can increase it by 1%, that can have a drastic impact on the long term. Now, here's another example. If you're making $50,000 a year, and if you save just 1% more every month, and let's say the account earns 7% annually, that's going to create an extra $71,700 after 35 years. So something Wow. that might seem insignificant, like just one more percent, really, really can add up and make a big difference when it comes to income during your retirement years.
Well, yeah, I mean, 1% is $42 a month. Giving up $42 a month for an eventual reward of $71,000 seems like a great trade-off to me.
It is. It is. Hey, I see we're out of time today. It went by quickly. Again, thank you for listening to Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. Check out our website, CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com. And join us again here next week. Remember, tell your friends and family to join us. And if we can help you in any way, give us a call, please, at 812-787-0809. Thank you for joining us today.
All right. Thanks, Mike. And thanks for listening. That does it for today's episode of Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. Thank you for listening to Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Mike Graber at Compass Retirement Advisors. Call 812-787-0809 or visit them online at CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com.
Investment advisory services provided by Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Compass Retirement Advisors LLC, The Insurance Shop Inc., and Creative One Wealth LLC are unaffiliated entities. Mike Graber and Compass Retirement Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal fiduciary, or investment advice. Each individual situation will vary and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Illustrations given are hypothetical examples and provided of illustrative purposes only. It does not represent real-life scenarios. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representation can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. The information contained herein is based on our understanding of current tax law. Tax and legislative information may be subject to change and different interpretations. We recommend that you seek professional legal advice for applicability to your personal information.